welcome to episode 116 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. As usual, any links we talk about will be available on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. If you can get a machine algorithm to do a given task, it can often do better than a human can. Machines don't get distracted, or bored, or frustrated. They don't get tired or hungry. They don't need to eat, or sleep, or do anything other than what you've designed them to do. Getting the algorithm to do what you want, that's the trick. One of the problems with deep learning, neural networks in general, is that they're a black box solution. When given a set of inputs, something magic happens, and then, hopefully, the correct outputs emerge. Figuring out how a neural network does this is extremely difficult, perhaps even impossible. This also means that you cannot predict how neural networks will react in any given situation. One way around this is to try and provide comprehensive training data. In a project like creating a self-driving car, they use miles and miles of recordings. A report I was reading suggested that 3 million hours of actual driving recordings and 1 billion hours of simulated driving were being used to train the neural networks that would drive autonomous vehicles. Even with 3 million miles of actual driving recorded and 1 billion miles of simulated driving, the neural network was still making too many mistakes. To give you an idea of the length of 3 million miles, if you drove at 60 miles an hour every second of every day, it would take you a little less than 5 years and 9 months to drive 3 million miles. Early experiments with self-driving cars from the 1970s and 1980s showed that if you never showed them a rainy road, they wouldn't know how to drive on it. That constraint has not changed. Some of the companies that have been trying to produce self-driving cars sent their fleet to areas like the Pacific Northwest, where it rains a lot, so they would get enough training data to be able to handle those conditions. To make matters worse, these are supervised learning algorithms. Someone has to go through those 3 million miles of recordings and label things like trees, cars, and signs. Because we can't predict what a neural network will do in a situation it hasn't run across before, we can't predict what would cause it to fail. Meanwhile, to the extent that these devices perceive the world, the perception appears to be very different than ours. They can be fooled by things that would not fool a human, or even a dog or a mouse. A team at Google developed stickers that you can place on objects that cause image recognition neural networks to fail. When placed in the image, it causes the system to report some other image, such as a toaster or a cat or a dog, that isn't in the frame and miss the image that is there. On the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com, I have links to information about training self-driving cars and the optical illusions that AIs are prone to. Machines can be fooled, and fooled by things that would not fool an animal. So what's the difference? Assuming it's something other than just having a larger network, what do biological brains have that simulated ones do not? It may turn out that the best algorithms for getting a computer to act like a mind aren't the same as the ones we use biologically. But when trying to get a computer to act like a mind, there is an infinite ocean of possible answers. It makes sense to look at a system that we know can solve these problems. So what do? That computers don't. Well, we get tired and bored and frustrated. We have to eat and sleep. These are the reasons that, given 5-6 years, you still couldn't drive 3 million miles. So next time, we'll look at one of the things we do that machines don't. Sleep. See you then.